Have you ever driven down a city street and seen someone zoom past you on a dirt bike, popping wheelies as they weave through traffic? Well, how about 10, 50, or 200 of them? In cities such as Atlanta, Baltimore, and Cleveland, urban dirt biking has caused rifts between young people, drivers, and the police, with large groups of riders congregating for daredevil rideouts on busy roads. In New Haven, Connecticut, there is plenty of that. But there's also a group of riders on pedal bikes who say that for them, wheelieing is more than just a nuisance or a cool trick. Here and Now's Phoebe Petrovic talked with one of the young people who uses wheelieing as a community organizing tool.
When Carl Lewis G. Jr., he goes by CJ, zooms into the parking lot, he revs the motor on his moped, shifts his body back, and lifts the front wheel into the air. It's a rearing steed of glinting blue metal, popping a wheelie.
Whatever I can lift up, I lift it.
But CJ says he's just learning how to wheelie on a moped. He mostly sticks to pedal bikes. Today, his has a flat, so he brought this. CJ says he popped his first wheelie at 8 or 9. He's 21 now, and he's known around town for fixing bikes and wheelieing.
When I hop on that wheelie, it feels like I'm just, like, chilling, like, at a beach with the sun, with, like, the little tents, drinking iced tea and stuff.
On a pedal bike, CJ can whip wheelies as quick as match strikes or float in slow-mo down the block. And often, he zips through traffic-choked roads without fear. Drivers hate it.
When you take 10 kids and put them in a pack and have them ride a bike, it scares everybody.
Lieutenant Jason Renkowitz heads the New Haven Police Department's bicycle unit. He says he's seen rideouts with as many as 50 pedal bikes.
Young guys organizing 50 or more bicycles to go for a ride is going to be pretty chaotic, especially if they're going to be swerving in between cars, riding the wrong way on one-ways.
That reckless pack riding resembles another type of riding that is wildly popular and sort of illegal, called bike life. Bike lifers ride dirt bikes and ATVs, motorized vehicles which are illegal to ride on city streets. Lieutenant Renkowitz called New Haven a staging ground for New England bike life. His take on it?
Their goal is not to go out and have a joyful ride, it's to terrorize the community.
Lieutenant Renkowitz notes the distinction between bike life and the pedal bike riding CJ does. But he also warns that some kids graduate from pedal bikes to dirt bikes, and then some to bike life. Renkowitz says police are out to prevent that with a strategy that involves talking to pedal bike riders about riding responsibly. And judging by CJ, that pitch only sort of works.
Sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, yeah, we do get close to the cars and, like, we swerve. But now we don't do it to be funny, like, or, like, we mean it. We just doing it because, like, we in that zone. Like, you can't, I don't know, there's no way you could stop us.
Sometimes the law has to step in. CJ's gotten tickets for reckless riding, endangering minors, breach of peace. But those are minor infractions, CJ tells the cops, compared to the alternatives. Wheelieing, he says, is a way to relieve stress and stay out of trouble.
I was like, you'd rather sit here and wheelie or go and get a gun or go on the corner and sell drugs. You tell me. I just get happy when I see little kids doing good stuff like wheelieing, use any time, like creative, you know. Because they'd be like, oh, CJ, I want to get better. I want to be like you one day. I'd be like, all right, come on, get your pass, get everything. We're going into like an empty space and we just wheelie.
Not everyone is thrilled about that type of role model. Lee Cruz is a longtime resident of Fairhaven, the neighborhood he shares with CJ. He has a 6-year-old son.
He just learned how to ride a bike. And so he's asking me, you know, Papa, do you know how to pop a wheelie? And I say, no, you know, I don't do that because it's not safe, particularly on the street. But, you know, you see all these kids laughing and having fun and their friends praising them. So it kind of sends the message, oh, like, this is a cool thing to do.
Together, neighborhood residents and police are working to forge compromises with CJ and his friends so they can tolerate and maybe even appreciate each other.
On three, let's go. 1, 2, 3, let's go.
An opportunity came during New Haven's Bike Month in May. In CJ's neighborhood, they held a wheelie competition. And among the judges, the mayor and a police officer CJ had seen around town. His riding impressed Sergeant Derek Warner.
I think CJ made it all the way down around the cone and back without losing his wheelie. I thought he was going to at least fall, you know, the wheel was going to come down one time, but it didn't.
And he and CJ both say that the competition was a chance to get to know each other better.
So every time he see me, he said, what up? And the mayor was there. So I took a picture with Tony Harper and stuff. She was like, wow, kid, she like, you got talent. And she was with her big bodyguard. Like, he was like, kid, you got skills. He was like, never give up your dream. And that's another thing. My friend Jericho, he died in a drive-by shooting. And he said, never give up on your dream. He said, God gives people gifts and you should be able to use them. So God gave me a gift fixing bikes and wheeling, you know.
CJ says wheeling is his dream, and he's not going to give up on it. He'll keep on fixing bikes, teaching little kids, and getting better at wheeling a moped.
Nah, I'm going to try to wheelie it, though. Let's see.
For Here and Now, I'm Phoebe Petrovic.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.